Aircheckdownloads.com.
Yeah. Faultless. In the early 70s, Pete Townsend organized the legendary Eric Clapton at the Rainbow concert as part of a rehabilitation crusade, and his efforts went a considerable way to helping Eric's engulfing heroin habit. He hadn't played in anger for 2 years then, and while I wasn't there that night, those of my acquaintance who were tell of an emotional, majestic set by Clapton, with a little help from some serious friends like Steve Winwood, Rick Gretsch, Ron Wood, and Jim Capaldi. Rejuvenated after professional treatment, Clapton released in 1974 the upbeat, optimistic, brilliant, really, 461 Ocean Boulevard, from which I took that track, the traditional Motherless Children. The album reached number one in the US and number three in the UK. Changed his life, to be honest with you. And from it came a huge hit single too, Bob Marley's I Shot the Sheriff. I was chatting with Eric backstage earlier in the year when we were both playing on the same festival bill, and he is, you'll be pleased to know, as charming and relaxed, centered, if you'll pardon the ugly slide into jargon, as you'd hope and expect. I've told you before, the great ones are almost always proper good people. The divas are usually mediocre. I've never met JJ Cale, but I hear he's a decent bloke too. Just as you'd hope and expect. Yeah, Travelling Light, the other Travelling Light, from JJ Cale's Troubadour album, 1976. And that's the man who wrote After Midnight, covered, of course, by Eric Clapton. You may think these links come by accident, and sometimes you may be right. However, the association between two near faultless musical giants was obvious, even to me, you might be thinking. He wrote Cocaine, too, which was also covered by... enough of that. Anyway, the two J's stand for Jean-Jacques, and he's been playing guitar professionally since he led a cowboy band in the 1950s. He was born at the end of the 30s, J.J. Cale. They were called Johnny Cale and the Valentines. Another exponent of this jazzy soul ilk with a prototype rap thrown in is Gil Scott-Heron. In 1973, a single from his Winter in America album, The Bottle, was a minor hit. I always thought it deserved to do better. What do you think?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Yeah, 1973, that one from Gil Scott-Heron. I know that we all know plenty, if not everything, about the genius that three of the Beatles were endowed with. But I'll always put Ringo up on the pantheon of great rock drummers. Plenty of musicians are with me on that too. And his solo career, during the 70s anyway, had its moments too. It's a dull, kind of characterless voice, his singing one, I know, but with George Harrison leading the way in the writing of the songs with him, he managed a couple of memorable hit singles, particularly, of course, It Don't Come Easy, written, as was this one, by Ringo himself with George. And this is Photograph, which reached number 8 in the UK singles chart in 1973. And I just know it's going to keep you awake half the night.
Every time I see your face.
It's got George written all over it, but I told you, didn't I? It's got right into your brain, hasn't it? Maybe a little Donny Hathaway will help clear it from your silent thoughts. From Everything Is Everything, here's The Ghetto. You can email us, as you know, with your thoughts to steve.harley@bbc.co.uk. Anytime, we do read them all. Good night.
Aircheckdownloads.com.